Paul Stills.
A massive fire in a San Francisco suburb has people more than questioning what's going on. So far, 53 homes have been damaged, maybe even a little bit higher than that, and 75 people or so at the area hospitals. There's so much confusion, they're not even sure on those numbers. I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. Also, the situation over the burning of the Quran to honor the victims of 9/11, at least that's what the pastor is saying in Gainesville, Florida, might be off or it might be back on. There's some confusion over that with a deal to meet with the imam who's putting up the mosque / Islamic center in New York City. It's like a terrible soap opera that has been gripping this nation for the past 7 days. And in the middle of this, I just say, as somebody who was there, where's the sorrow for the victims? It's become the focus on all this other stuff. Kate Delaney, once again, here on America Tonight, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between water cooler buzz at its best, we like to say. All right, let's start quickly, though, with the fire. This fire might have been caused, they're not saying that for sure, by a gas line explosion. It's a residential neighborhood called San Bruno, and they've got one person confirmed dead, might be a second person it's looking like, lots of people injured, several, sadly, critically. And the description was this 15-foot deep crater, about 30 feet long, 20 feet wide, that ripped through the middle of the street. The utility company confirmed that a gas line did rupture in that area of where the blast was. And it's PG&E, it's Pacific Gas and Electric. They sent an official statement out saying that the ruptured gas line was theirs. But they were even smart to say they don't know the cause of the blast. It's not been determined yet. It might not be theirs. I mean, it might not, you know, they might not be accountable for that. They did also say carefully, because they're like the devil in California, that the company would take accountability if it was responsible for the explosion. So needless to say, you know, there's about 50% of this has been contained at this point. They're still fighting it. They're still fighting it right now for my latest check. And how many people? 75 people or so at the hospitals, overflowing, people in critical condition. It's very, very sad, sad stuff. It's clearly something horrible has happened here. And the rumors are already circulating that this could be a bomb, because what happened before the fire was a loud explosion and then this huge fireball, and people started running. You know, it's just so weird, too. You don't know what you would do in this situation, but apparently a lot of the people, when this happened, just decided that they were going to try to grab as much as they could out of their house. Who cares about stuff? That can be replaced. And some people may have gotten injured because they went back to get stuff. Not pets, not kids, none of that. Just pictures or clothes or, you know, whatever. And I know this area is not too far from the San Francisco airport. So there's some strangeness that's happened here, because all of the witnesses keep saying loud explosion. That's what they saw before the flames came up. Now, that can happen in a gas explosion. It doesn't have to mean something more sinister, but we'll see what the investigation yields. And because it's California, some of the people originally thought that it was an earthquake. I mean, immediately, you know, that's what you think. Especially when you hear that pop, but you would usually, things would start to shake, and that didn't happen. But the people there, that's what they were thinking, some of them anyway, right from the get-go. All right, here's the scoop on whether or not the Quran is going to be burned in Gainesville, Florida, at Reverend Terry Jones's church. Initially, he came out and said, no, that's not going to happen. And the reason why is because, basically in a nutshell, the imam in New York has agreed to move his project away from, further away from Ground Zero. So where he came up with that, what happened, I don't doubt that someone was trying to spin him, and that he was going to go have this meeting in New York City. Now, apparently, he gets wind that that's not really true, because the imam, Rauf, in New York says, well, I have no meeting scheduled. He says that, you know, that's not true, and he hasn't decided he was going to move the project. So the Quran burning is back to square one. He could end up doing it, and more people could be involved in this. There have been people who have called him from the government now. Even Robert Gates called to talk to him and some other people. But because he was assuming or thought, was told, that this Islamic center was going to be moved, that he gladly wasn't going to burn any Qurans, but now it's a completely different story. So this could change in the next couple of days, too. In fact, here's what the White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs said about the Quran burning in general on the administration's point of view.
We are not at war with a religion. We are at war with those who have perverted the values and the beliefs of that religion, and who, I would point out, have killed more of their own religion than anyone else.
And then there is the perspective from the imam, Muhammad Musri, who practices out of Central Florida and talked and met with the Reverend Jones. And here's what he said about the Quran burning.
I told him the world will admire your courage if you come out and say, because of my devotion to Christ and to the Bible, I'm going to do the right thing.
All right, and so far we don't know. That's the answer to that, we don't know. And let me tell you, everybody and their brother is stepping over themselves to talk to Jones. Even here in America tonight, we tried to reach out to him, but it's nonstop busy signals when you call his church, and because everybody, I think, is just jamming the phone lines, just even regular folk are trying to talk to him or threaten him or whatever. Now he's saying he's got at least 120 death threats at this point. So obviously there's no question there are a lot of feelings on all sides of the issue of burning or not to burn, or, you know, whatever ultimately is going to happen here. We don't know. We just did in a previous hour, if you missed it, a thing called Nail the Score. Every week in our third hour, because it's kind of our little tribute to football being back, we're going to pick a random game of the week in the NFL, our computer does, and then you call in and you guess who's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. What about the Patriots? They were worried about Tom Brady. And why? Because there was a car accident to deal with. Listen to this.
I saw this red car coming so fast. I thought, oh my God, he's not stopping. And then bingo.
And apparently he was involved in a car wreck, but he's okay. So he finalized a four-year extension. He's the highest-paid player at $19 million a year for Tom Brady. Boy, the Patriots really believe in him, and why not? He's got a fist full of rings. Our cheap movie review on the flip side. Stay with us.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House House Foods, Seychelles and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
When was the last time you went to a movie? Do you ever remember what you saw? That's bad. That's when you know you haven't been to a movie in a long time and you can't remember what the movie was. You know when you're struggling? Oh, that movie. What was that movie? What did I see? Yeah, that's not good. The movie I want to see, I know it's cheesy and you guys are all going to laugh, for those of you in Kentucky and some others who are still listening, is the Wall Street movie, Gordon Gekko Part 2. Money Never Sleeps is the name of the movie. Michael Douglas is in it, and he has got throat cancer, pretty bad throat cancer. But I think the movie looks like it's a funny continuation of what's happened now to this character. And my prediction is that it's probably going to do okay at the box office, because there's a lot of people that liked the first one. And the first one, geez, that has to be at least 20 years ago, I want to say, maybe more, maybe 25 years ago, and forever there were catchphrases from the movie that people would repeat. This week it's kind of slim pickings, at the box office, unless there are certainly enough movies that are opening up, and one of them is a movie that's a horror flick that some people have gotten into. And the movie, is, we're going to let you hear it here in a second, is called Resident Evil, The Afterlife. And this is like a series, you know, they've done a whole bunch of them. And it's actually gotten pretty high reviews from the critics who have been paying attention here. And, you know, you have Ali Larter in it and Sean Roberts and the model, I can't think of her name, Miller's her first name, but guys go crazy for her. And the movie's a short movie. It's a sequel, so it's like 1:36. You throw in the previews, and that's not, you know, that's not too bad. And it's just another continuation of what she was doing before. But take a listen to it.
you're out there, there is hope. My name is Alice.
So you kind of get it, rock music, the hot chick, superhero-ish kind of girl fighting evil. Basically, that's it in a nutshell. All right, this next one, there's some French mixed in, so you have to pretend you know French. But there's English that describes what's going on here, and it's actually a movie that's one of the chick flick kind of things, comedy, romance. It's a long movie. So if you're exhausted, need to take a nap, and you know she won't notice or care, you can eat some popcorn, kick back, and fall asleep. It's 1 hour and 44 minutes, and it's about a man trying to protect her daughter who's falling in love with a loser. Well, that's a familiar theme, huh? And it's called, again, Heartbreaker. Take a listen.
If your daughter can't admit she's with the wrong guy, it's time to hire the heartbreaker. Meet Alex.
Je suis briseur de couple professionnel.
He's charming. He's smooth. And when it comes to breaking up bad relationships, he's the best.
Merci, Cesario. Arigato.
Danny. Madame la pute. Les moyens sont bons.
Voici Juliette von der Beck. Lui, c'est son petit ami. Tu as 10 jours pour mettre fin à leur relation.
Pas plus de temps.
Impossible. Parce que dans 10 jours, il se marie.
Now.
Votre père m'a engagé, je suis votre garde du corps.
Garde du corps.
He'll follow her every step.
Je doute que mon père ou jamais vous ne laissez trop. Je vous promets, j'en serai.
Arrêtez, c'est non. Watch her every move.
Ne débarrasse pas de moi comme ça.
Yeah.
And find out everything about her.
Elle a plus de sensibilité à l'épaule droite.
Je me suis fait renverser par une moto il y a 10 ans. Rien de grave, mais j'ai perdu toute sensibilité à la cuisse droite.
C'est pas possible, j'ai la même chose à l'épaule. Ça veut dire que si je vous plante une fourchette dans la cuisse, vous sentez rien?
Rien du tout.
From IFC Films.
Elle est fan de George Michael. Elle connaît par cœur Dirty Dancing.
Ça veut vous dire c'est un de mes films préférés?
Je voyais plutôt film d'auteur.
Moi, je voyais plutôt film d'action.
A week before committing to a man for life, it's only natural to have some moments of doubt.
This summer.
Je crois que je vais me taper ce soir, si ça ne dérange pas. Mais pourquoi ça me dérangerait?
When the ultimate professional breaks his only rule.
Je me sens bien avec vous.
Moi aussi, je suis bien avec vous.
Business gets personal.
Ça fait une éternité que je ne me suis pas senti autant vivant.
J'aurais pas pu rêver mieux comment t'as envie de tuer.
All right, so you pretty much guessed what was going on there, obviously, and I told you too as well. And now we round things out with our final flick here that you might want to see, and it's called this one I want to see. It's called I'm Still Here. Take a listen.
That's you. Drop some water, and you're on top of the mountain, a success. But one day you start sliding down the mountain, and you think, wait a minute, I'm a mountaintop water drop. I don't belong in this valley, this river, this low dark ocean with all these drops of water. Then one day it gets hot, and you slowly evaporate into air, way up, higher than any mountaintop, all the way to the heavens. Then you understand that it was at your lowest that you were closest to God. Life's a journey that goes round and round, and the end is closest to the beginning. So if it's change you need, relish the journey.
All right, and so if you have no clue what that's about, and I'm sure you don't, this is what it is. It's Joaquin Phoenix. Remember him? Walked the Line, did the Johnny Cash biopic. He was so good in that. And it's called I'm Still Here. So what happens is, remember he announced he retired from film. He was done with acting. This was back in 2008. And then he said he was going to become a hip-hop musician. And so it's kind of this weird documentary biopic thing. But it looks really good. Casey Affleck, the brother of Ben Affleck, directed it. And trust me, in looking at some of the clips of it, it looks to be really interesting. Now, maybe it's not something you want to run out and see right away. Maybe it's something that ends up as one of those Redbox rentals. So you wait and you pay a buck for it and you're not overly disappointed. But I like documentaries, and it has that definite documentary feel to it. It is a documentary, pick or whatever. And I think that that would be one of the best bets. But you could easily wait. You just remember the thing about Joaquin, and then get it on Netflix or Redbox or whatever you do, and it'll just cost you a couple of bucks, and you can watch it in your own house. That may do okay as far as independence at the box office. We'll see. Whatever you choose to do, though, make it count, absolutely, because it was a weird week. We had a short week, and remember those who lost their lives in 9/11. I think it's going to be an odd weekend for that, because we have this hanging over our head with, are the Qurans going to be burned? Are people going to go and see it? Is it going to be bigger than life? Is the pastor not going to burn the Qurans, have a meeting in New York? Is the mosque going to be moved? And I'm sure we'll be talking about it into next week, too, as well. Some great guests coming up. Stay with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
It was just a few months ago here on America Tonight we were talking about Faisal Shahzad trying to blow up part of Times Square. Here he had assimilated among us in Connecticut and was working as a financial advisor. Before that, we had a middle-aged American woman from Pennsylvania that was dubbed Jihad Jane. She was using email, YouTube videos to recruit a network for suicide attacks and killings. And here we are getting ready to remember those we lost on 9/11 just 9 years ago. So just how safe are we from homegrown terrorists to those overseas in the Middle East and beyond? Former FBI agent, he was on the job, it seems like forever, I bet, to him, Bob Hamer, joins us to talk about the new type of terrorists and what's being done. Bob, thanks for joining us on America Tonight. How long were you an FBI agent?
26 years, Kate.
26, but that's not dog years. That's real years.
Those are real years. Yeah, you know, when people start talking about it, it's like, golly, you're pretty old. You know, you've been there a long time. When they start talking quarter of a century, that sounds like a long time. But the time did go quickly. I mean, the cases, they move from one case to another, and it just seems like you're constantly busy. So the time went relatively quickly for me.
You were an FBI agent on 9/11. Tell us what happened for you that day.
You know, it's interesting. On that day, I spent 26 years in the FBI, many of those years in an undercover capacity. I was the UC agent in about 20 administratively approved undercover operations. Some of those lasted a day, some more than 3 years. During 9/11 in September, we were targeting a travel agent who was catering to what they call boy lovers, men who were sexually attracted to boys, and he was putting together these overseas sex tours to Thailand. So that was the case that I was working on. But I was driving into the office. I was in Los Angeles, so we were talking, you know, earlier in the morning than what you experienced in New York. We heard on the FBI radio, came across the radio about an emergency and ordered us to report to a top-secret offsite. And we got there, and we realized that 9/11 had occurred. We'd been briefed. And then we immediately went out and started covering leads. And I think it was probably maybe 2.5 days before I ever actually saw the footage of the planes attacking the World Trade Center, because we were working around the clock. I'm sure many of your listeners are aware that Los Angeles on that immediate target list had Had they not shut down the flights that were going cross country, I mean, we had intelligence information that later developed that L.A. was one of the targets. So we had thousands of leads that, we recovered in L.A., and it was a pretty hectic time.
After that, you become a part of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. What was that like, making that transition?
You know, it's interesting. Most of the people that worked on the JTTF prior to 9/11, a lot of those agents were those that had sort of been brought up in this foreign counterintelligence culture. Sort of a it was different than the criminal agents. I mean, we used to always refer to those guys that worked FCI as the Secret Squirrel Division, and we really didn't know too much about what they were doing. We obviously had agents that were doing some great work at the JTTF, but again, a lot of what they did went unheralded. There were very, very few of their cases made the headlines, at least prior to 9/11. After 9/11, many of us that had sort of been weaned on the traditional criminal investigations, drugs, weapons, bank robberies, kidnappings, organized crime, we were brought over to the task force. So we sort of brought that criminal mindset to the JTTF. I tell you what I experienced there, what I really got out of it was how well all of these agencies interacted. I've often said that to me the FBI reminded me so much of Little League baseball. You know, it was the kids that got along. It was always the parents that were causing the problems. And we had some great investigators at the JTTF, both federal, state, local, military. I mean, there was guys that were. They were intent on doing the job, and we did a lot of fine work.
You were one of the technical advisors for a series that I love that I tell listeners to watch all the time if they can get copies of it, called Sleeper Cell, and it was like a little mini series. It was either on Showtime or HBO, and I thought it was incredible. And I'd heard from other FBI and CIA friends I have that this was pretty right on the money. What do you say about that project? What do the sleeper cells do?
Yeah, you know what? I think that it hit pretty close to home, and a lot of what they did, it showed the way these cells were operating here in the United States, and some of what they were actually showing on TV, you know, we've come to see now is true. So they did a good job. They had some pretty dedicated writers there that researched what they were doing, and they just weren't trying to Hollywood up some situation. So, yeah, that was a good series.
What do you think it is? Because you spent those years on the job, and then you were part of, as you said, the JTTF. What is it that investigators need? Moving into the future and dealing with how many possibilities you're dealing with, I can't even imagine. What do you think it is? What are the tools that would help some of the investigators out there?
Well, I think, you know, you're seeing situations. Obviously, the wiretaps are so important. You know, there are two types of wiretaps that I know you understand, and maybe your listeners do, but we have these that come under the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and then they come under Title III of the Omnibus Crime Bill passed in 1968. So you have intelligence wiretaps, you have criminal wiretaps. And a lot of what we're seeing is so much of the information that is developed under the FISAs, under those Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act wiretaps, it takes less than the full probable cause that you need in a criminal wiretap. But that's where a lot of this intelligence has been developing. Now, because the JTTFs have now gone more into a criminal mode where they're actually trying to prosecute these terrorists, a lot of times they're relying on the wiretap authority under Title III. So it's a little bit more difficult to do that. It's one of those things, Kate, that the most important thing you need in fighting crime and fighting terrorism, it's the boots on the ground. You've got to get those people in the community that one, are willing to cooperate with you and allow you to get in there to do your job. I saw this, I mean, you know, I've been the contract killer, the residential burglar, the drug dealer, the degenerate gambler. You know, a lot of the investigations that when I went undercover, it was mainly because an informant introduced me, someone that was willing to take me in to the inner circle of the organization. Now, many cases, I didn't have that informant. In the NAMBLA case, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, I had no informant that introduced me. When I worked a race-fixing case at the track and was undercover for 6 months, I didn't have an informant that introduced me. So it took a lot longer to develop your bona fides to get in there to be accepted by the criminal element because you're there. But when you've got somebody that can introduce you, it sure makes it a lot easier. And that's what we need. You need the people that are inside, that are right there. We used to joke, just because two Italians are having pizza doesn't make it an organized crime summit. But until you're in there, until you've got the microphone in the room, until you've got an undercover agent or an informant that's recording that conversation, it really doesn't exist. So that's what we need. And what I'm seeing now, I just spent a couple hours with a guy who had been a captain in the Army. He had two tours over in Iraq. He talked about how they were developing their sources, dealing with neighborhood sources in the community. My son's a Marine captain. He spent his tour in Afghanistan working with the locals, trying to develop relationships with them so they can get the information that they need to do their job. And it's the same thing we have to do here. I had some great sources when I worked on the JTTF. I mean, Muslims, Middle Easterners, some were Christian, some were Muslim, but it allowed me to understand that mindset. It allowed me to think like they did and to figure out, okay, you have to think like them in order to figure out what they're going to do. And that's what these informants will do for you.
Yeah, so well said. What's the profile of these would-be terrorists, people that are flipped that are Americans, for example?
Well, it's interesting. I'm not sure. I mean, I think maybe you're asking two different questions here. One, the people that are the terrorists that are now cooperating, that, were U.S. citizens that got caught up overseas and are now cooperating, and then those that are U.S. citizens that decide to become terrorists. I think in both cases you're seeing, certainly in terms of the U.S. citizens or the homegrown terrorists, it's these people that are vulnerable to radicalization, that are looking for some kind of identity. Certainly you saw this with Jihad Jane, the Colleen LaRose or the Jamie Ramirez, these housewives who are sitting there and accessing a computer and going onto a hate-filled website and decide, I can be somebody if I get on the internet and start chatting up with people in these chat rooms. Now, in terms of those that we've been able to get to cooperate, the people I dealt with, certainly in the Los Angeles area, just because they were Middle Eastern, just because they were Muslim, most of the people I dealt with loved America. They loved the opportunities, and they wanted to keep this nation as strong as it was. I mean, they came over here not to wreak havoc on society. They came over here because they were seeking the freedoms that the United States offered, and they were willing to risk their lives to help us. And certainly I saw that both in an overt and a covert capacity, people that were willing to help us and to provide us information and many times at risk to their own lives and to the safety of their families because they were willing to cooperate with us.
Well, I'm glad you told us that. Hey, he's written a great book. It's called Enemies Among Us. Pick it up. It's in all the bookstores, any of the big ones, anywhere you can find it. Good stuff. Thanks so much for coming back on with us again, Bob. We appreciate it.
Kate, thanks for having me.
Walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free! Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free! Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
John Hancock, well, a lot. Just ask our next guest, who is a handwriting expert. Fina Wong is court certified, board certified, you name it, she's got it. She's board certified document examiner and forensic handwriting expert. She's got 20 years of experience in the field of questioned documents. She analyzes handwriting and documents for signs of fraud. Some of her big clients include Fortune 500 companies, lots of law firms, John Grisham, you know that name, famous author. She was also involved in the examining of the ransom note in the JonBenet Ramsey civil matter. We talked about that a lot on ATN. You've seen her all over the tube. She's been on O'Reilly's show and my pal Greta Van Susteren's show. Also, the USA Today has featured quotes on her and whatnot. Good Morning America, you name it, and she's been there. So we are very pleased to welcome her to ATN. Fina, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
JonBenet Ramsey, huge case. There probably isn't anyone in America who doesn't know something about that case. What was that like dealing with that ransom note?
It was absolutely fascinating. I, as a document examiner, I'm unbiased, and I just compare the writings with what evidence I have to come to my conclusion, and my conclusions was quite surprising to me.
Really? It was surprising? When you say it was surprising, what was your conclusion surprising to you?
Well, I found over 254 similarities linking the mother's handwriting to the ransom note. And I've been in court and testified on a signature with just 8 similarities. And the judge said, yep, that person did sign that signature, like you said. And so there was an overwhelming number of similarities between Patsy Ramsey's handwriting and the ransom note writer.
Wow, that's interesting. And boy, you know, that was always the accusation, certainly, too, in that case. How did you get interested in becoming a forensic handwriting expert in the first place?
That started way back when I was 14 years old, and I was very excited that I was about to go to this boarding school in San Jose, California. I originally went there with my parents for an orientation, and I loved the people and the students at the school, and it was a wonderful dream until I was beat up and left for dead. I was unconscious and left bleeding on the floor of a cold corridor when someone found me. And after the beating, I received several death threat notes. Someone even got into my dorm room and wrote in fake vampire's blood that it says, "You will die in your sleep tonight." Mm. And I did what I had always been taught, and I took the notes to the headmaster, and he said, "Of course, I'll help you. I'm going to take these to a handwriting expert at the police station to find out who's writing these." And I waited, and I waited with fear each night before I went to bed. I was wondering, is this the night I'm going to be killed in my sleep? And I felt like I was in a lot of danger. So, 3 months had gone by, and I went to the headmaster's office to inquire about the notes, and I knocked on his door, and he opened it wide enough to only put his head out. And I said, "Captain Nichols, it's been 3 months, and I was wondering if you've heard anything from the handwriting expert at the police station." And the headmaster became very, very agitated, and he yelled at me, "You're never to ask me about this again, and I don't want to hear that you've talked about this to anyone." And he slammed the door in my face. And I stood there staring at the grain of the door, and I swore that I would never be a victim like this again. And I made a promise that someday I would become a handwriting expert, so I would have the skill to protect myself and help other victims of handwriting crimes. And this is what drives me in life. I want to save people from the suffering I had to endure, and no one should have to deal with death threat notes or have money, property, or business stolen from them by way of fraud or forgery.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. Your experience is horrible, what happened, but what it led to you to is terrific. That's the silver lining, I guess. That's the way to look at it. What type of cases do you mostly handle?
Anything that has a signature writing, or if it includes a document, I examine that. But, so far I've helped stop a sibling from stealing his mother's estate from his brothers and sisters. He handwrote a will that left everything to himself, so that was a little obvious. And I saved a man from being wrongly accused of a crime. The state police thought my client was the one who wrote a map detailing a break-in, when in fact it was actually another man. And they didn't believe it until they saw my exhibit charts, and then they decided, wow, I guess we had the wrong man. I helped to keep a woman and her children out of a homeless shelter before she was separated from her husband. She and her children lived in an extremely modest life. The husband made very little money to support the family because he owned a failing construction business. But during the separation, people talk, and my client found out that her estranged husband's construction business was worth several million dollars. And when she asked the courts for child support and alimony, her estranged husband said that his wife had signed a document agreeing that if they got a divorce, she would not file any claims asking for child support, and she would be denied of all claims to any of his bank accounts and business holdings. And after my examination, I was able to determine that she never signed the document. I also do work for corporations, and I've also prevented companies from losing millions of dollars by identifying that fraud and forgery were taking place at the hands of a trusted employee.
Mm. In this down economy, is there a certain trend you're starting to see in the kinds of forgery?
Oh, I noticed you used three downs, and yes, we're pretty far down. And currently, I have an overwhelming amount of cases that relate to elder financial fraud. And so many friends and or family members will help Granny while she is bedridden. Grandma, I'll help you write your checks so you can pay your bills. And, everybody pitches in. And after a while, the person who seems to be the savior to Grandma is the same person who is pilfering from Grandma's checking account, cashing grandma's pension checks and not depositing them into granny's account and forging grandma's signature on a power of attorney, giving them an easy entry to grandma's other assets like her property. And
wow.
So with this downturn economy, there has also been an increase in identity fraud concerning children. And they're young, and they have Social Security numbers too, and they most likely will not use them until they're 18 years old when they get their first job, or hopefully before that, right?
And, yeah, exactly.
During that time period, their Social Security number can be sold on the black market or on the Internet, and there have been situations where the child's parent has stolen their own child's Social Security number to establish a new line of credit because their own credit has been ruined with their home being foreclosed, with them not making payments on their credit cards. And so they need to find another way to get money, and they do this by taking their children's Social Security number and opening a new credit line.
That has a watch out there. I can see that happening, absolutely. Do you have any tips for the people that are listening who are probably now scared to death on how they can avoid becoming victims of forgery or fraud?
Well, you know, they should be scared. And actually, I can start them out with four tips. And it's just the beginning, but at least it's a great start on, you know, how to protect your family and your business. First, I would keep your blank checks, I know, you know, locked in a secure, safer drawer. And I know it's so easy to leave your checkbook on your desk or in the desk drawer, the top drawer, where you can easily get to it, but someone else can get to it just as easily, right?
Mm-hmm.
And second, I would check with your bank on a quarterly basis just to see if anyone has added themselves to your bank account. And three, I would update your signature card every few years. Just because over time, as we get older, it may cause our signature to change, maybe due to health issues or to injuries, and you want that to be, you know, up to date with your bank signature card because they actually do check it.
How many? I bet a lot of people don't do that, though. I think I've never heard that. That makes sense, but I bet a lot of people didn't know to do that.
Oh, no, they don't. You know, and sometimes when they go to update that signature card, they will find out that someone else has added their name to the signature card, giving them access to the bank account. So that's another great reason to check, to have your signature card, you know, checked and changed every few years.
Yeah, no kidding, because, you know, who knows? You never heard of the person, but the bank doesn't know somehow they get in there, and then you're stuck. Wow. This was interesting stuff. Fascinating what you do. Just a terrific interview. Sina, thanks so much for sharing with us your story and things to watch out for here on America's Night. We appreciate the time.
Oh, you're very welcome. And if I can be of any more help or if someone needs more information, they can go to my website at SinaWongForgeryExpert.com.